We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and going to shift gears. And we're going to talk a little spookiness out at Fort Riley. We got Allison Krediger joining us here from the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. She is a ghostess. And Allison, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to be talking to us today about the 24th annual ghost tours happening this Saturday, October 24th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Give us a little background on this for those that may not be familiar, what this event entails.
All right. Well, this is the 24th year we've been hosting the ghost tours. And every year the route is a little bit different. So this year we'll start at 4 o'clock near Artillery Parade Field, which is near Schofield Circle, and the house is around there. And we'll run tours every 20 minutes. So the last one will leave at 7:40. And guides will just take small groups to about 8 or 9 different spots around that area. And we'll have different storytellers relating stories of kind of spooky things that have happened throughout the years. And just sprinkling a little bit of history in as well, and maybe a few paranormal sightings throughout the
route. Very cool. Now, this is a very popular event from what I've understood. How is it going to work as far as COVID here this year? Much smaller groups than normal?
Yes. So in the past, yes, it's been very well attended, and people could just come, large groups would come, and just leave on the next tour. So in general, there were large groups of people gathering at the start, and then you'd have groups of maybe 30 or more people going out. This year, we had to limit our group size to 15 people, so we decided to set up specific tour times and do an online reservation system. So that will minimize how many people will kind of be gathering at the beginning and then going around in the group.
Okay. And as far as where people start the tour at and where they park at, what is that information?
All right. So we will start, like I said, at the Artillery Field, which is kind of at the corner of Godfrey and Holbrook. But there will not be parking right there. So people will either need to park on Pershing Court or maybe if they can find a spot on an adjacent street. But that Pershing Court can be accessed from Holbrook Avenue and Pershing Avenue.
Okay. If they come out here, how long should they plan for? How long does a typical tour take?
We think it'll be about 50 to 60 minutes this year, and it's, I would say, roughly a mile in distance.
Okay. Excellent. And so tell us about some of the hauntings they may see out there. I've heard stories on this in the past. I don't recall everything from last year's interview.
All right. Well, there's a variety. So some people will report hearing strange sounds, so maybe it's kids' voices or banging sounds, knocking sounds. Sometimes people will report seeing apparitions, so sometimes children, adults. Often lights, doors, or windows will do unusual things, or furniture and other objects around the house might move mysteriously.
Okay. And as one of the ghostesses, have you ever seen some of these reports?
Well, I actually, my house is rumored to be haunted. And so before we moved in, I was in contact with the previous tenants, and they had told us this and prepared us a little bit that our ghost is called the Lady of the House. And we were told that if we put a plant up in our attic, that would keep her happy. But when we first moved in, my husband was in Poland for a rotation, so it was just my two daughters and myself unpacking. And the first night that we were supposed to stay in the house, we were starting to shut everything down. And we had been using a couple of utility knives to open boxes, and I just wanted to make sure I knew where they were. So I sent the girls up to the attic to find the other knife. And, of course, they couldn't find it. They're not very good at looking. But they calmly walked back down the stairs. And said, my younger daughter said, "Mom, you know how you said we haven't heard the ghost yet?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I just heard her as I was walking down the attic stairs, this voice came out of the wall and over my shoulder said, "I found it." And then my other daughter said, "I heard that too." So they, of course, freaked out a little bit and wanted to move back out of the house. But since then, we've just had sort of unusual wall hearer footsteps. The smoke alarms will occasionally do odd things. Our animals will stare at corners and bark or, you know, make funny noises. But then one day my younger daughter did call me and asked me where I was, and I told her I was at the commissary, and she said, "Oh, well, I just saw a woman walk into your bathroom." So she may have seen her, but thankfully she's nice, so nothing too spooky.
All right. Well, that's cool. This is a great event for families, really come out and get in that festive Halloween spirit. Everything that's done out there, probably kid-friendly?
Yeah. So people can, of all ages, stroller-friendly, sidewalks and roads for the walking surface. So if people need to push their kids, that's great.
And obviously this takes a lot of volunteers out there. How many ghostesses will be working on Saturday?
Well, so we have two ghostesses, and then we have 12 tours going out. So we have probably 10 tour guides. Some thankfully volunteered for multiple shifts. And then we have probably about 12 different storytellers at the locations. And then along with just various people who will help with concessions and selling the ghost book. You see from Junction City will be out there to help us as well, kind of moving the traffic along and following behind the group to make sure nobody gets left behind.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Again, we're talking with Allison Kratiger, ghostess with the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. Their 24th annual ghost tours are happening Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Is there still time for people to sign up for spots, or are you full at this point?
The last I checked, we were full, but I have a feeling there might be some cancellations since the weather will be a little chillier than we had hoped. So I would just recommend going onto our website at FortRileyHistoricalSociety.org, and on there you can check to see if any spots have opened up, or people can join, become a lifetime member, or buy the ghost book there as well.
Okay. This is a free opportunity for folks, right?
This year we're charging $2 for anybody over the age of 3.
Okay. Very good. Good to know. And this is a very fun event, obviously. And if people want more information, where can they find that?
Well, the website that I mentioned earlier is great. And then Hasper also has a Facebook page. So either of those would be great places to go and get more information, either about ghost tours or just other activities that Hasper is putting on.
It's a great opportunity to see Fort Riley in another light, obviously a more spooky light. How long have you been involved with this, Allison?
This is actually my first year. So we moved here last summer, and I went on the tour and thought it was really interesting and fun. And so the opportunity came up to be a ghostess, so I took it this year.
Very cool. Well, great program, and obviously a great family-friendly event here, socially distanced and with all the protocols being followed. Check it out if you want to learn more information. Anything else, Allison, I should pass along?
No, I think we've covered it. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, hope you have a great event this weekend. Hopefully the weather turns out to be all right for you. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's Allison Kratiger, ghostess with the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. Stay tuned. More in focus after this.